Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, this is Luke, and in this segment, I'd like to visit with you and tell you all about an awesome fishing trip that I was on 2 weeks ago up in northern Saskatchewan. When I get through talking to you, hopefully I'll give you enough information. If you've ever thought about going up there fishing, you'll have enough information to kind of get started. But this was my third trip up to Saskatchewan to fish. Now, the first time I went, and it was a fully guided deal. You know, Cree Indians were actually guiding us, and I learned a little bit. I learned that I wanted to come back. That was several years ago. The last 2 years, I've been up to Esquatican Lake Lodge. Trust me, it took about a year to learn how to pronounce Esquatican. But Canada and Saskatchewan is just wilderness, lots and lots of lakes. And to access these lakes, other than in the winter, by snowmobile or dog sled, some of the folks still use, you know, you have to fly in. Now, it sounds like an extremely expensive endeavor. And to be honest, some of these lodges up in Saskatchewan, up in Canada, you can spend a lot of money, just like anywhere, you know, catered meals and guided trips and all that. But the one that I've been to the last 2 years, and I'm planning to go again next June, Esquatican Lake Lodge, is a do-it-yourself place. Now, what you have to do, of course, is get up to Saskatoon by, you know, airline. That's going to cost you, I think this year we found some tickets a little less than $500 round trip. But the trip itself, once you get up there, this is what hangs people up a lot, is lack of information. For about $1,000 US, actually this year it was like $960 US dollars, that covers the float plane in and out of the camp, which is a pretty good chunky cost right there. But the float plane is covered. The cabins, they've got really nice cabins, nothing fancy, but clean cabins, water, restrooms, you know, the whole deal. All the cooking stuff you need. A nice boat and with a 20-horse motor on it. That's all people use up there in the backcountry to fish out of. Aluminum boat, big one, probably a 15-footer, I guess. The fuel is furnished, and the fish cleaning is furnished. So all you have to do is, you know, you bring your own stuff. Lures or those fish, truly, a lot of them have never even seen a lure, and they're quite easy to catch once you get the idea what type of baits to bring and all that. So basically, that's what getting up there is all about. It's not rocket science. With a little knowledge, anybody can do it. So, well, what we did, we ate fish every day, folks. Those walleye and the smaller pike out of that cold water, you can't believe how tasty it is. You've probably watched the TV shows about the shore lunch. I tell you, Bryson and his buddy Gary has a new way of cooking fish to me, that a way of supplying the heat to the oil that was really impressive. They took about a 4 foot long, I guess it was a spruce log. It was the diameter about 15, 16 inch diameter log, about 4 foot long. Took their chainsaw and cut an X in the top of it, about 10 or 12 inches deep. Well, then they cut a couple of more cuts, just spaced it around. I think you can picture that. So they had a total of four cuts, about 10 or 11 inches deep, or 12, a foot deep, say, in the top of that log vertically. Then they poured some starter fluid, cooking oil or something, and lit that log, put it in the ground vertically where it's standing up. And that made an awesome cooking platform for frying fish. I thought that was neat. And in some of the articles that I wrote, one for a magazine and then for the newspapers, I included that picture of Bryce Liddell and Gary, his buddy, starting that fire. And well, so that's the way to cook fish outside. Another thing we did is I have an altered method of blackening fish. You know, to actually blacken fish, you need a white hot skillet, you know, and you don't really use any oil, and then you put a little lemon butter on the fish after it's cooked. Well, years ago I discovered that rather than have all that smoke on blackened fish, Why not put butter in the skillet to start with? Get it hot, not smoking hot, but get it hot. Use your blackening seasoning, whichever type you like. We found some at Cabela's that was, I'm going to start using it all the time. It's a large volume. A lot of times the blackening seasoning you buy at stores, a little bitty bottle. But Cabela's blackening seasoning was, I mean, very, it's as good as any I've ever used, you know. But just dust one side of the filet and slap that down in that butter, and then dust the other side while that one side is browning. But you don't have to worry about the filet being dry like that. It was awesome. Actually, I hate to brag, but that was probably one of the most favorite ways that everybody enjoyed the fish being prepared. It's kind of the same flavor as blackening the conventional way, except the fish is not dry. So we had that. Danny Hood, a new friend from South Carolina, was there with Daryl Margraf. He was kin to Daryl, his brother-in-law, and he knows the South Carolina ways of cooking seafood. He blackened, on the half shell is actually the way he did it, on a grill. There's gas grills up there to use, too. But he put some lemon butter, I think, and garlic and salt and pepper, and cooked that with the scales on, you know, like you do half shell, just fish on the half shell. That was awesome, seasoned up like that. Of course, we had the fried fish, too. But one thing I learned, now I have got hooked on catching pike. Now, the walleye, we usually troll for them using a bottom-bouncing rig with a little, it's just a little flashy spinners, couple little spinners, and a hook with a trailer hook. And you can hook a piece of Berkeley, imitation earthworm, or we actually brought some night crawlers up there and took them up. But you just back troll with the boat, you catch all the walleye you want and 30 minutes to eat. But the pike, I caught a 40-inch pike, folks, and first time I was up in Canada, up in Saskatchewan, I caught a 42. But that 40-incher, I'm not sure that I think he fought harder than the other one. But fish to eat, if you enjoy eating fish, you don't have to worry about packing a lot of steaks up there. You can eat some of the tastiest fish in the world. And that's exactly what we did. We'd have meals like sometimes we'd have a salad. We actually brought some salad fixings up there. And rice, seasoned instant rice, you know, the different flavors. We had that a lot. Just various simple things. But with that fish, it made every meal special, actually. So hopefully this will kind of help you get on the path. If you want it next June, I told Bryce that he's already had a lot of listeners, a couple of groups up. When I was talking about this last year, that went up and enjoyed some awesome fishing with him. But Bryce's place is not, it's not a fancy lodge at all. It's clean. The rooms are comfortable. There's electricity. He has a power station up there. It's on an island up, north of Saskatoon. It's hard to describe. You just need to, I could hook you up on Google Earth where you could look at it, but it's up about a 10 or 15 minute air flight from a place called Stanley Mission. You can see that on your map. Mississippi, I think that's the way it's pronounced. Otter Bay is where we leave the float planes. But all that's covered. You don't have to really worry. Just get there and they got it taken care of. Now, the guiding part, the unguided trips, the first time, I'll be honest with you, I already knew the techniques. But at Squatakin Lake, you can run with a 20-horse motor. You can run from one end to the other in probably, 15 minutes. It's a big old body of water, but there's a lot of islands on it. You can't get lost. And I was thinking the first time I went up there, get off away from that lodge. All these islands look the same, but it's not. It's easy to find your way around, is what I'm trying to say. And catching fish. Now, those fish, the walleye, there's an area, if you go early in June, it's called Black Bay. They're all up in that water. It's going to be 4 to 7 foot deep. That's the spawning waters. And it's this time we were fishing later, mid-June, and or toward the end of June. And those the fish had moved out of Black Bay, and they were dispersed over the lake, so you catch walleye wherever you want to fish for them using that back trolling method. Now, the pike, like I say, I'm hooked on pike, but that 40-incher, he hit a big old Meps Cyclops spoon. I say big. The spoon's probably, I don't know, about 4 inches long, but spoons are all you really need. They'll hit a big spinner bait too. Use some of the Meps bucktails for the pike, but a spoon, if that's all you've got, is a good assortment of spoons, you know, 4 or 5 spoons, and say 4, 5, 6 walleye rigs, you're really, really ready to go on tackle up there. What I'm going to do, folks, is on our radio website, catfishradio.org, we're going to post the information. If you might want to be thinking about next June making a trip up there, you can go with me and my group, or, you know, join us up there. Love to have you. Or you can go whenever it's convenient for you. But there's so much, there's a lack of information on going up there and fishing those wilderness lakes. And that's what I want to try to rectify, because, man, it was just a whole different world. It is every time I go up there. I mean, you'll see bear, and it's moose country. You don't see a lot of moose, but there are plenty of moose up there in that big. It's the boreal forest, actually, is the area, and it goes all the way, that latitude, all the way to Siberia, and you've seen pictures of it, I'm sure. But hopefully that'll help you. If you go to our radio website, catfishradio.org, you can learn a lot more about it. Now, closer to home, you know, something that might help a lot of you with ponds, a friend of mine, Brandon Willard, up in Caddo Mills, he owns, it's some stock fishing lakes, but they also, you know, pay to fish lakes, which is a good deal in the summertime if you want to get out with the kids early and know you're going to catch a bunch of catfish. That's a good deal. But Brandon also stocks fish, and he's good at, say you got an old farm pond that needs revamping and, you know, a study done on them, it cleaned out. He and his company does that. You can learn all about that at ufishtx.com, and that's the letter U, fishtx.com, or you could give Brandon a call, learn more about the stockings and things like that at 903-883-3976. I thought this would be fun during this segment to talk about Canada with you, and like I say, if you need any more information, I'll help you any way I can to hook you up there and get you catching some of those big pike and walleye.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com, or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet. And it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season.
Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you miss something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.